This is part two of the previous tape about guru hesitation to accept diksha from a guru, fearing the guru is going to ask me something I can't do. So diksha means to accept the guru as authority and to follow him. That is the only reason to take diksha. If one has a desire to follow the guru, then one should follow and accept it. This is what one has would have to do. Even in the material world, if you want to do something, you have to follow some authority. Spiritual path is similar. There are the instructions of Shastra, Guru, Krishna. If you desire to attain Krishna, then you have to follow his instructions. And one of Krishna's instructions, in order to attain him, he says, surrender to a guru. Savadi pranipatena pariprasena sevya udakshanti te gyanam gyanas tatvadarshana. If one understands this, then he's actually interested, then he should do it. Otherwise, do whatever you want to do. Instead of following the guru, follow your own mind. If you accept diksha in a guru, and you remain under his authority, then you'll be successful. Like someone takes diksha and they say, what do I have to do? And they say, you have to chant 16 rounds a day, you have to offer your food, you have to observe ekadasi. So if you don't like to do this and don't have to follow your guru, then why should you ask for diksha? What's the use of taking diksha in the first place? Everyone's following someone. You're following your boss, you're following your teachers and serving them. You're following the government. If there's a red light, you have to follow the rule and stop your car, otherwise you get a ticket. Everywhere you move in this material world, you have to follow rules and regulations, some authority. So on a spiritual path, you also have to follow the authority of guru and the rules and regulations of the shastra. It's the same. It says in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 3, verse 22. 11:3:22. Tatra Bhagavatam Dharman Shikshet Gurvatma Devata Amaya Amaya Yana Rityas Yais Ritya Yais Tushet Atmata Atmatma Dohari. One should love the Guru as one's own self. Guru Atma Devata. The disciple should love the Guru as one's own self and as the object of one's devotion. And the Guru will teach the principle of bhakti, and one should render service to the Guru with sincerity. If one does that, Hari, who is the soul of the universe, is pleased and will give himself to such a devotee. So if you're inquiring about the ultimate purpose of human life, you're interested in achieving the perfection of human life, then you should approach a guru who has studied, understood the scriptures and is following them. After surrendering to a guru and taking diksha, we should serve him with the utmost sincerity. One should have the same desire or purpose as the guru, cooperate with the guru and serve the guru with a favorable mood. Then one should study the shastras from him. About bhakti. Diksha means to surrender. You no longer maintain your independent ego anymore. The ego as a disciple should be, I am surrendered to my guru. When such a mood is there, your behavior also changes. Only then you can understand the reality of Krishna. This verse I quoted from 11th canto, chapter 3, verse 22, says, Atma Devatam, Guru Atma Devata, is a very important verse. Bhagavatam Dharma Siksha, Guru Atma Devata. The Guru is Atma Devata, means the Guru is very dear and worshipable like Krishna. Disciple will get the same bhav that the Guru has, depending on the sampradaya and parivar, which one is taking initiation. To attain the bhav of the Guru, one has to serve the Guru sincerely and not see the Guru as a material person. One should not think the Guru has a material body, etc. One should serve the Guru as Atma Devatam, as the very Deva of myself, the Lord of myself, and serve the Guru free from any cheating propensity. If the disciple does that, he will attain the same bhav that the Guru has for Krishna. You should treat the Guru in the same way we would treat Krishna. After taking diksha, one is liberated. But if you don't follow the Guru, then you don't understand the meaning of diksha. If you keep your promises of initiation to follow and serve the Guru and Krishna favorably without any cheating, then there's no question of taking birth again. You should not see the Guru as a mortal being but as Krishna himself. After accepting the Guru, you should be truthful.